Hey, good afternoon. Certainly nice to get back at Soldier Field. And then also really I wanted to thank the fans for coming out for Family Fest today. Good atmosphere out there. The players really enjoyed it coming out and changing the atmosphere up after 9 practices, this being number 10. So that was real good. And we got a lot of good situations in there, as you guys saw in the kicking game. You know, got to see the punters punt and the returners, you know, return. And that was really good to be able to get all 3 of those guys out there catching a punt, you know, in the stadium. I thought Gil hit the ball really well. That was good. And then we got Cairo some work, which is great. You know, the snap, the hold, the kick, the operation of that was really good. And then also we got situations on offense and defense, which is excellent. You know, we had a chance to run some normal ball, you know, in there, and then some low red zone, some red zone in there, which is good. And then we got a chance to do 4-minute. We did 4-minute at the end there, and then flipped it around and did some 2-minute in the game. We needed a touchdown there to win, and that's what that situation was. We had 2 timeouts on offense, but it was good. Overall, the guys were excited about being down here. They have a day off tomorrow, and then we'll come back and get that next stack, which is real important before we play the first preseason game. So with that, I'll open up to questions.
You got more than half your defensive starters not practicing today. At what point is there cause for concern? And I know you told us that you'd let us know if anybody had a long-term issue. Does anybody have a long-term?
Yeah, there's nothing there that's long-term, but, you know, like we talked about the other day, I think we asked the question about the continuity, you know, and that is a concern. You know, it's when you miss practices, you can't get better, you know, so those guys are injured right now, and we're working them back, and we got a really good staff with Dre and our performance staff to get them back, and when they're back, we'll get in there, but you know, it's important to have that, you know, when you have guys playing off each other and communicating to each other during the course of any play, offense or defense, that's an important part to it.
William Walker and Edmondson, and even Ngakwe, who I realize it's going to be back too soon, but those guys are new. I know they're respected in the league. I know they've done it before, but is it important to see them do it for you? And to get together with teammates that they haven't.
Yeah, played. It's both. You know, it's both. It's important to see their skill sets as we go so we can evaluate and help them to perform better as coaches. And also it's important for those guys to get together. You know, when you have a thing, we have it called 4-1 when we rush with 4 guys, and they have to learn how to play off each other and cover for each other so the rush lanes are good in the pocket. And we have to have a chance to be able to do that during practice. So we're going to get those guys back in there as soon as we do, and then start working that.
What's the outlook on Tremaine Edmonds' situation?
Yeah, it's you know, it's day-to-day. We'll see where it is. Hopefully he's back soon, and we're certainly hopeful that happens soon.
Are you anticipating he'd be back this week?
Yeah, like I said, day-to-day. We'll see. We'll see after the break and see where his rehab is, and then we'll go from there.
After 2 weeks of camp practice, what's left the biggest impression on you about Darnell Wright?
Yeah, just he is exactly what we thought he was, you know, in terms of being an athlete. You know, if you watch his 1-on-1 pass rush, he's able to, you know, really set quickly with his quickness, keep his balance, you know, stay square to the line of scrimmage, you know, not shoot his hands too early, be patient at the top. And he can mirror and stay in front of guys. You know, the guys want to go on the outside, he can ride them by if they want to. You know, do out in out or in out in. He's great job. You know, working them down to the center, staying square and smashing them down that way. So, you know, where he's just got to improve is just that. You know, at the end, you know, of practice and when we're have these stack these plays up because we do the ones. You know, 8, 9, 10 plays in a row where we have those long drives. Just got to be consistent, and that's for any rookie. And that's what rookies go through. They work. You know, work it. They can go 4-5, and then all of a sudden something happens, and then you got to just maintain that mental stamina as well as the physical stamina.
DJ Moore has made plays throughout the camp, including today at the end.
Yeah.
What have just been your assessment seeing him in person like that against the defense?
Yeah, he's just quicker than I thought he was, you know, and he really captures space well and separation is the things that I see out there. You know, there was that first 3rd down, we got a penalty, right, and we backed it up. It was 3rd and 8, and that was a conversion because he was able to twirl around there and then split 2 and get vertical, and he made it by a couple yards, you know, just that elusiveness that he has, you know, and then that catch at the end there, you know, the ability to stop, you know, put his right foot in the ground, come back falling down and make the play. That's just concentration, you know, and quickness and the ability that he has.
Was
We talked a lot about in the spring about Javon Dexter and his get off, his duties in college versus what you guys are asking him to do here. How is he in the development of that process specifically about his get off?
Yeah, he's really doing a better job every single day. It's not consistent where it needs to be. And, you know, along with that get off, you know, because he's such a tall man, is pad level. You know, he's really got to understand that, hey, that charge, he is really strong, and he can do some things, you know, being a little bit higher and get away with it. But if he wants to be elite, he's going to have to learn how to get off consistently and keep his pads down as he does that. And he's starting to do that, and he's looking better and better every single day. Travis Smith is doing a great job. Justin Hines is doing an awesome job working with him on a day-to-day basis, as is the veterans. You know, the rookies learn so much from the veterans because, you know, with Billings in there and Justin in there, Jones, he's just soaking everything that he can from those guys.
Eddie Jackson talked this week about the defense making a really big jump, you know, from like last in points allowed last year to, you know, dominant is what he said. From what you've seen on the field in a week and a half, whatever, practice, where are you most certain of, in particular, on that defense that you know you will be better than you were last year?
I would just go from my past experience, you know. When I got to Indy, they were last, you know, in the league and all those things. And our last year, we know we were not very good. And I certainly see a jump in talent. You know, I do see that. I see the experience and the, you know, familiarity with the scheme certainly helps. And, you know, we got some guys that are pretty rugged up there up front. Our front seven's changed, right? There's only a couple guys that are still part of that front seven that was from last year. So there's been a big changeover, right? And the secondary's young, and they certainly, you know, supply a lot of run force and a lot of aggression into that too. And it's a team defensive thing, and we're excited where it is.
Andrew Billings is standing out a little bit. He was in the backfield a bunch of times today.
Yep.
What do you see from him? How impressed are you with
him? I'm just excited about what Big Bill did with changing his body, you know, over the summer. You know, he left here, and then he really did a good job with, you know, Salazar, with Arthur, our strength guys, and nutritionist of changing the body. And you can see the quickness. You know, I always knew he was strong at the point. You know, I always saw that on tape when I watched him with opponents. But he's really got some good quickness. You know, his initial quickness, he's got a quick set of hands. When you play that nose tackle position, your hands have to move from the ground to the man super fast. You know, it's got to be elite, and he does a really good job with that. And he's got the foot quickness to be able to stay where he needs to stay.
Those tackles don't get a lot of love often, you know, a lot of hype, a lot of attention. But if Billings is an improvement there, like, how can he specifically at nose tackle really help you run defenses here?
Yeah, you know, I had two good ones when I was with the defensive coordinator at the last spot, and that makes the world of difference. Because if you're able to set edges at the defensive end, okay, so you condense the holes, right? And then if you're able to keep your gap and dominate inside with the two tackles, there's really not a lot of work for others to do, to be honest with you. You know, so, you know, linebackers scraping downhill and all those things. But, you know, if you dominate that space, that's where you want to dominate, you know, when it comes to the middle of your defense.
This is probably the sharpest that Justin, the offensive, looked in the last four or five practices. What did you see today that was different from them compared to last week?
Just offense and overall, yeah. Today it was good. You know, there was a lot of good operation there. I love the connections that we made, you know, with DJ and Clay, and there's some really good connections there. And I like the way some of the runners were running, you know. When you're running behind the one line, it's a little bit different, you know, sometimes when you're running with twos and threes as those guys. So we have to have a good blend of that, you know, because I think we've been doing a good job of running the football during camp so far. And really the screen game's really picked up. You know, we're really doing a good job with all types of screens, and that's starting to pay off for us, and I'm excited about that too.
Matt, when you highlight DJ Moore's ability to get open, are you seeing that translate to Justin being able to make quicker decisions? Whereas maybe, you know, you probably have always wanted him to make quicker decisions, but maybe those decisions weren't even there to be made at times last year. Are you seeing the options, and are you seeing him take advantage of that early, or is that a next step for him in camp?
Yeah, I just think that the trust is growing. It's more about trust, I think, you know. When you can trust the guy and the receiving core, you know, the tight ends that we have and the receivers that we have and the ones that he's working with primarily on a day-to-day basis, those guys that are running with the ones, there's a trust factor there. And I can see that growing and growing and growing where guys are where they're supposed to be, right? He knows that. He knows the rhythm and timing of that. And then the adjustments off of it. You know, if you're playing man-to-man, if your guy's going to, you know, stop and work away, for example, he knows that, and he knows to put it 6 inches in front of the guy. So there's a lot of detail to that, and those guys are starting to trust each other.
Two more. Your young secondary a little bit ago, with Tyreek Stevenson in particular, what is your biggest area emphasis for him as he kind of gets on the runway toward the regular season?
Yeah, just to keep working his craft. You know, he's a long player, right? He's got, you know, long levers, and, you know, that's enabled him to really do a good job on the line of scrimmage. It also enables him to do a good job at the catch point because he can, you know, work that. He has really good poise at the catch point. You know, a lot of times rookies, they get to the point of no return where the ball's there and they're there and a lot of times they panic and grab and all those types of things. He doesn't have that. You know, he's very poised. He's got really good ball skills. You saw him catch that punt. He's been doing that. So he can track a ball and he's got good ball skills. So that's important. And so I would just say the poise, the tracking skills, and then really him, the ball skills. He's got good takeaway skills too.
What's been your assessment of Zach Pickens so far? What's been your assessment of him since the pads have come on?
Yeah, I really like what he did this stack. The last three stacks here, he did a really nice job. We really worked with him on his pass rush, and real simple. Just take off, long arm, and then work in one move from there. And I think that he's doing a really good job with that. You know, and you keep it really, you know, when you have a rookie, you just keep it real small like that, and the guy can improve. And when he gets that down, then you just move on to the next thing. So he's doing a real nice job so far.
Thanks, man.